Right, it's time for news items now, and it's a relief sometimes to hear of good news. The paper this week carries stories of an award for an Apprentice of the Year and success for a manager at Virgin Wines. Then, an extra good food rosette for the Wildebeest restaurant, a grant for the YMCA, and five Norwich pubs that are added to this year's National Good Beer Guide. Carpentry apprentice Seth Barton, who lives in Norwich, won the regional heat of the Federation of Master Builders 2023 Master Builder Awards in April, and last week was handed the national title too. Mr. Barton fled his hometown of East Gippsland in Australia in 2019 when wildfires ripped through the region. He has been living in the UK on a human rights visa known as a discretionary leave to remain visa. Unfortunately, because of this status, Mr. Barton found himself being rejected from several training programs. But his luck changed last year when he was taken on as an apprentice by Attleborough carpentry firm Newways, which has worked on projects for clients including Sir Elton John and Paul McCartney. And after 12 months of 100% attendance from the youngster, his hard work paid off as he was announced Apprentice of the Year at the National Master Builder Awards. The apprentice was handed the award by television presenter Nick Knowles at a ceremony at Grosvenor House in London.
Sophie Lord, 38, was named UK Wine Buyer of the Year in the Decanter Retailer Awards 2023, known as the Oscars of the wine industry. She started at Virgin Wines when she was 22 in the customer services department and over the last 16 years has risen through the ranks to one of the top roles in the business. She was praised by judges as a great role model and a real team player. Ms. Lord said, "I'm incredibly proud and honoured that Decanter would recognise me in this way." Virgin Wines is based in St. James's Mill in the city and it sells more than 700 different varieties online.
The Wildebeest in Stoke Holy Cross was bumped up from 2 to 3 rosettes at the AA Hospitality Awards ceremony in London earlier this week. As well as being flooded with congratulatory messages from customers and friends in the hospitality industry, there has also been an increase in bookings. The head chef is Fabio Miani, and the chef patron is Daniel Smith, who also has the 3 AA rosette Ingham Swan. Mr. Smith said, "It is fantastic news. It shows that what we do as a business is consistent across both our restaurants. I am massively proud of both teams. The hospitality industry is going through challenging times at the moment, and September is generally quieter anyway, so this award came at a great time. We've had an uplift in bookings, and Norfolk as a whole has a great representation in the AA Restaurant Guide. Restaurants with 3 rosettes demand national recognition well beyond their local area."
YMCA Norfolk has been awarded a total of £490,298 in grant funding from the National Lottery Community Fund. The funding will be used to deliver a programme called Life Ready, Work Ready. The programme will work with people aged 16 to 25 in order to break the cycle of homelessness and improve their ability to sustain future employment, gain independence and improve personal development. Set to launch in January 2024, Life Ready, Work Ready will provide support to an anticipated 432 young people over a 3-year period and create and give new jobs across the organisation. through building a thorough five-stage program which supports project participants, clients will receive support which is not only bespoke to them and their goals, but also allows them to take part in training and attain qualifications at a pace that best suits them. The ultimate goal of the program is to empower young people to live independently, gain employment, and have a better understanding of how to access wider resources, including services managed by other charities, enterprises, and health professionals.
CAMRA, a campaign for Real Ale's Good Beer Guide 2024, has included even more city watering holes in its list of the nation's best boozers. Of the 26 Norfolk pubs added to the latest guide, five of these are in Norwich. The Champion in Chapelfield Road, the Garden House in Pembroke Road, Sir Toby's in Norwich Market, the Unthank Arms in Newmarket Street, and the Warwick Arms in Warwick Street have all been named amongst the best pubs in the country. CAMRA Chairman Nick Antona said, "The last few years have been an incredibly difficult time for the industry, and we need more support than ever before to keep our nation's pubs and breweries open and thriving. I'd encourage everyone to use this year's guide to visit the very best pubs and breweries across the UK and support them for generations to come."
Few industries struggle to find staff as much as the care sector. But for Avery Healthcare's new home on Mousehold Lane, managers are struggling to keep up with the unprecedented number of applications they've received. Manager Nigel Reeve said he was expecting around 20 people to apply due to the high number of care workers leaving the sector since the pandemic. But his expectations were blown out of the water when he received a total of 1,021 applications to join the team. "We easily filled the 32 roles we had available, which is just fantastic. Although the home does not open until October 9, Mr. Reeve said they're already looking forward to the next hiring round once residents settle in."